Proverbs 8, 13 and 14 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength." Have you noticed the mass deception all around us? What do I mean? Well, everywhere you turn, you see people boasting. It's based on nothing. People are taught to simply think positive and think of yourself in positive ways. Some of the most arrogant things they're teaching kids to say, look in the mirror and say to themselves and that sort of thing. "I am wonderful. I am amazing." It's a ridiculous deception. And they use the terms like self-love, self-esteem. It's a cult of self. And they fill kids with this baseless positivism from the cradle to the grave. And that grave is increasingly coming by means of suicide and drug overdoses in those same kids being raised that way. You see, it's not just harmless attempts to make a kid think better about himself. It's deadly. If you love children, you'll teach them the key to being wise and being strong, and that key is the fear of the Lord. And think of our godless public school systems, just totally atheistic, no God, no prayer, nothing. We can't save the world from itself, and we can't raise other people's children. But every child of God must recognize the lost condition of the world around us. We just have to reject their unbiblical, ignorant ways. If you're going to help others, you have to start with you. You have to begin with the fear of the Lord. You have to grow in your relationship with the Lord to the point that you hate the things that He hates. Hate evil. Hate pride. Hate arrogancy. Hate the evil way. Hate the froward mouth. In other words, hate the things that God hates. Hey, even among so-called conservatives, you constantly hear them talk about pride as though pride is some good thing. And it's not, ever. It's just an amazing brainwashing in our present-day culture. But only after you fear the Lord and junk all this worldly garbage, only then can you understand that all that we have in us that is good, knowledgeable, wise, and all of our real strength comes from the fear of the Lord. He alone is all of these things, and all of these things were incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, who is actually the one speaking here in verse 14. "Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength." That's not something for you to say. That's what God is saying. Jesus is saying. Just standing around boasting about these things does nothing but feed the deception. Just think about it, and you'll see how pervasive this deception is. The whole self-esteem agenda is based on deception. The entire New Age movement and spiritualism is what it ought to be called. Billions of adherents. And the whole Word of Faith cult in the charismatic movement. And how many times you've heard people, even Christians, just say, "Just think positive. Just think positive. Just think about how dumb that is. And think about how pagan that is." God says to be wise in order to avoid consequences of foolish decisions. And when we've done all that we ought to do, instead of thinking positive, pray. We need to think honestly, think with clarity, deal with reality, face our circumstances. Just thinking positive didn't stop the Titanic from sinking, and it didn't save any lives. But again, only you can control you. And it's your choice to fear the Lord and not fear man. Jesus couldn't have made it any clearer in Luke 12:5. "But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Trust in the Lord, not your positive thoughts. And just stop following the world. Follow the Word.